Lone Star Brahma Hockey on KATX. Listen all season as we bring you up to date on all things Brahmas. Interviews with coaches, players, and more featuring in-depth details about previous games as well as upcoming matchups. It's Lone Star Brahma Hockey with your host, Matthew Householder.
And joining me now is Coach Wild Fong for Brahma Talk. Coach Wild Fong, how are we doing today?
Doing great. I'm really good.
Doing really good, and I would think so. It was a pretty good weekend overall, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think obviously anytime you can get 4 points on the weekend, it's a great weekend, and we needed it.
Well, let's talk briefly about Friday night, what had happened, and then we will go into the excitement of Saturday's game.
Sounds good.
So I got to catch up a little bit with what happened Friday, but if you could, just give us a quick scoring recap.
Well, we obviously, it was a tight checking game. It seems like all our games are. But, we finally found some offense and, right off the bat, which is nice for us. We struggled, getting good starts, and we got a nice start, and I think our penalty kill did a really fabulous job this weekend, and especially on Friday and Saturday night. So I think more credit goes to the penalty kill this weekend than our power play or even our offensive chances. So just did a really good job.
Well, and going into Saturday's game, I had texted you out of the blue, and you were a little confused because when we had come in, being that we are about an hour and a half away from the Nitex Arena, we decided, hey, we're going to get some hotel rooms. Well, we just so happened to end up getting the hotel room that the Corpus Christi Ice Rays are staying at. And so with that being said, I texted Coach Wild Fong. I said, hey, Coach, bring the body tonight. I really want to hear these guys complain a little bit of being sore, being beat up. Well, Saturday was definitely one of the most exciting hockey games I've ever seen, without a doubt, especially at this NAHL level. And we saw some Brahma hockey that we're not completely accustomed to seeing, but it was very fresh and it was very exciting.
Yeah, I think, anytime you can, have a game go into OT and there's a lot of fights and action, it's exciting any game. So that's kind of style. Obviously, we want to play minus, anyone getting hurt in the fights, but we will obviously want to make sure that we're playing good, solid hockey defensively and worrying about, managing the puck and being physical, hard to play against is kind of our style. We want to be accustomed to playing here and our fans so they can enjoy it.
Well, and just to give a quick recap for everything that happened Saturday night, at least from my perspective, the Brahmas were down 1-0 going into the second period, and we get literally a second into the second period, and gloves go flying across the ice. Both players end up fighting, and we see two game misconducts. That's ejection from the game. Well, Brahmas end up battling back, come ahead 2-1. Well, in the third period, they tie it up 2-2, and then we have a complete line brawl, 5-on-5, just duking it out on the ice, and it got a little out of hand. I know that there were some game misconducts, but the penalties overall were kind of difficult to figure out with everything that had happened. Now, there was actually a comment posted on the Lone Star Brahmas Facebook page, and I'm going to just read it off here because it brought up a terrific question. It was from Daryl Keith Hinden. He said, what a game tonight. Overtime win was awesome, but a quick question. Was that the most penalty minutes given out in a game in Lone Star Brahmas history? Now, being that this is Lone Star Brahmas history in the first year, I would say most likely. But they said that they counted a total of 10 total game misconduct penalties plus countless 5-minute, 2-minute penalties as well. What was with the game misconducts? Did we actually have that many?
Well, actually, we're in the process of appealing the league's decision. They went back and, tried to look at video and figure out all the penalties because they feel the refs did not get it right. And we are, in a process of, they gave one of our guys a substantial amount of games that we feel that did you know, did not deserving of a 10-game suspension out of that little melee. No one got hurt. No one got injured. You know, we don't want that in hockey, obviously, but...
But a fight is part of the sport, and...
Yeah, it's part of the sport, and we obviously didn't... we don't condone anyone doing anything dirty, or there's no injuries in the play. So a 10-game suspension of that, we think it is
it's a little extreme.
Not granted for this situation. So we are in the appeal of the league right now. So we're working on that as we speak.
Well, very good. So, Coach, you got Rio Grande Valley coming up this week, and I mean, overall, you have to be impressed with the play, because. Especially after this last game, going into the overtime was really where the excitement truly occurred, off of a pass and a nice slap shot into the net. I mean, everybody went nuts in NITEX, and what's going to be the key this weekend to keep that momentum and keep that, you know, intensity level up that high?
We got to work hard. You know, we're not a very skilled team. We have to really grind it out and win battles along the walls, and we've got to want it more than the other team. I think with this, obviously we played Rio Grande a lot this year, and you have to put it behind their D. They really take, they have good gaps. They play really good, solid defense. They're big, they're strong, and they can skate. So you got to make sure they have to come, you know, from their end out to us and put it behind them and get them tired and wore out so that we can capitalize on some of their turnovers and create some offense ourselves.
So, Coach Wanfong, after the game, or actually during the game, I got the opportunity to speak with a few of the players there injured in the suite next to us, and you know, I just leaned over and spoke with one of them there. But I have to say, overall, just extremely impressed thus far from not just the way that these boys slash men have been acting, but the way that they carry themselves, the way that they can communicate, and just the professionalism is unreal for kids of this age.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're obviously trying to get these kids in the community as much as we can, and they're out with the youth organization all week, so we want to get them involved so that it's a life skill, you know, that they can gain from this. They can go on to colleges and... you know, they'll have that speaking ability that when they can go into schools and talk in front of companies when they get older. So they're really mature for their age, and I think them leaving home really brings that out of them a lot quicker.
And I do believe it was Ben Owen. I believe he told me his number was 14. So a shout out to him. But the entire Brahma team just overall has been so impressive throughout the season. And I know heading into next season, there's already a lot of groundwork being laid. And we'll start talking about that once the season starts coming towards a close in March. And so we're looking forward to it. There's a lot of changes that are going to be made. But before we let you go, Coach, want to make a mention that anybody that's interested and wanting to be a coach, standing right next to you, they've got the opportunity.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for someone to go experience what the guys do on the road. They get to obviously travel with our team to Amarillo for 2 games. They get to be on the bench with us, eat with us, do pregame skate with us. So it's something that, you know, it's rare to get behind the scenes like this for fans, and that's a great opportunity for two people to go do that with us.
And I think it's just a terrific opportunity for people. So, again, they're going to be without assistant coach Jeff Potter on February 14th and 15th, as he's going to be gone to on a recruiting trip. So the Brahma is going to be auctioning a spot off as the assistant coach that weekend, and you can join Coach Dan Wildfong and the team on the bus as they travel to Amarillo, Texas, stay in the team hotel, eat with the team, be in the locker room, on the bench for morning skates, all of that. And the bidding is open now. It will conclude on February 12th at noon. To place a bid, all you have to do is email the Lone Star Brahmas organization. You can find more information on their Facebook page. Also, this weekend at NITEX Sports Center, they have been proud to announce that Pickles Barbecue and Smokehouse is going to be opening a booth inside the lobby for all Brahma games starting this Friday, offering chopped beef sandwich as well as smoked sausage links, and so you can look for them on the interior. But, Coach, heading into this week, is there anything that's going to have to change in order for y'all to pick up a win against Rio Grande?
Well, we've got to capitalize on our opportunities. I think, you know, we've had good chances against Rio Grande, and we haven't, you know, buried on them, and that we really have to limit our penalties against them. I think our power plays killed us against those guys. So we got to really stay out of the box and be disciplined, and try and obviously stay focused on the 2 points. So.
And all that's going to be happening at the Nitec Sports Arena in North Richland Hills. You can get tickets at the box office or online. But, Coach, we're going to let you go, and hopefully I'll see you this weekend. But best of luck to you and the Brahmas, and we're looking for a win.
Yeah, we're excited for this weekend, and we expect a nice crowd. So it'd be great to see everyone out here tomorrow or on the weekend.
All righty. Well, Coach Dan Wildfall, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. It's it was a pleasure watching y'all in action on Saturday night, and just want to say keep up the great work. And, you know, although this season's not coming to an end after some of the things that I've heard that are going to take place before next season, there's a lot in store for the Brahmas, and we're really excited about it. So thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks for tuning in to Brahma Talk, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in for Lone Star Brahma Hockey.
There we go, there we go.
Continue to listen all season for details of games directly from the players and coaches.
Go, bud, let's go. Come on, boys, get that net. Come on, boys, come on, boys.
To listen to this episode or previous, head over to LoneStarBrahmas.com or find them on Facebook.
Yeah, baby.
Lone Star Brahmas on KATX.